Intro, boop boop boop, sip and tell, boop boop boop, intro, boop boop boop, intro to Sip and Tell Podcast.
Alright guys, so let us start now with episode 3 of Sip and Tell. My name is Ricky, this is Seth and Isaac.
Yo.
Hello.
We're here to, like we always do, we drink some beer, we talk about it, and we're here to enjoy your guys' presence. So let's get this going. This week, we have a special sponsor, soon to be Isaac's wife. Jasmine has purchased our beer and bought a nice little shirt for us.
She's a conditional sponsor. So she bought our beer on the condition that I wear the t-shirt that is inside.
We all had the chance to wear the same t-shirt.
This box.
We chose not to because we're not marrying her.
Right. But you haven't seen it, right?
Go, yeah, open that
no,
up.
No,
might as well. Get it going.
And she picked out the beer.
Here we go.
This is the start of the podcast.
This is it. I'm going to open it up. Unboxing. Our camera's a weird spot, so I can't really unbox.
That's fine.
On camera. Very nice box. This is actually what our wedding cake topper came in.
Oh, how fun. You want the doily on top?
Huh? Yeah, with the doily on top. Doily's a nice
that's
touch.
That's an odd touch. I'm not sure I'm a fan of the doily.
I like the doily. Oh. I like the doily. I thought it's weird. I didn't expect to see it.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be great.
Alright.
Wow. That's a shirt.
This.
Oh my
this goodness. Is the shirt.
You could be a sponsor
I
too.
I am actually happier about this than I thought I was going to be. Look at that. That's me and the only beer can from...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, that's a Tumwater Water.
Is that where your shorts already ripped at that point?
No, not yet. This is pre-shorts ripped. You can see I've got an entire shorts.
Oh, yeah. You can't see your legs.
Yep. And that's also probably good because they were skinny, pasty legs popping out. And I agreed that I would wear this on camera, so...
Make sure you don't show nips on the camera because that's a weird Twitch thing that even guys...
This isn't friends.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it a weird Twitch thing that you're not allowed to?
You can't show nips at all. Even
no
guys.
Nips.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Good thing Isaac doesn't have any.
Yeah. That's right. He's at Kyle XY.
You guys
going
to see
button.
That. So
oh,
go.
My goodness. Lucky us.
Love you, baby.
All right.
Wearing this shirt.
That's a great shirt.
Amazing.
Valid point. This is actually a really good brewery.
It is a very good brewery. We should do that one at some point in the future.
Funny story about that place is we visited Jasmine's cousin, Andrew, down there.
Oh, you all know Andrew.
Yep. Andrew's cool. Met up with him at a like food cart. We're like, okay, let's go over to Ballast Point. We went to the wrong Ballast Point. So he showed up at one, we showed up at the other. We're all drinking beer, waiting for the other one to arrive, and then
awesome.
It just never happened. We didn't see each other the rest of the trip.
Awesome. Okay, so as we start, it's been a month since we've done this last. Let's say what's going on in each person's life right now. So, I mean, I know you have some big news.
Oh, yeah. I got married last
yeah.
Saturday. So that's... Pretty big news. Had a lot of fun. It's good to have family in town. We had we figured out that we had at least invited, I don't know if we quite had everybody show up that we invited from these different states, but we had guests from 20 states.
Jeez.
Wow.
And we only had 75 guests at our wedding.
Goodness.
So, but it was great. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, so that's been my life. I've had this last week off and it was supposed to be relaxing, but I've had more projects than I thought.
A lot of yard work?
A lot of yard work. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of yard work.
That's good though.
But it'll look nice. Yeah. Worth it.
Okay. Isaac, what's going on with you?
I mean, it's wedding planning.
Yeah.
That's it. Wedding planning, new position at work, all that stuff happening at the same time.
Yeah, just head down, huh?
2 weeks. 2 weeks, we will be married.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Yep. It's going to be a big party. It'll be a very good time.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So it's been a month since we've all talked. So what beer or breweries have you guys visited recently? Anything that stands out? Anything good? Anything bad?
I have some weird good that I did not expect to be good. So I went to this brewery, visited our friends, Eric and Amber, down in Seattle, and they've got a brewery really close to where they live called Lantern.
Oh.
And I had never been to Lantern before. And it turns out that they just do, like, Belgian-style brewing.
Oh, okay.
Whole thing. So, doubles, trapels. I don't know how to actually pronounce either
one.
I
don't say trapel. I don't know if it's right either.
Yep. I bought a Tripel over at Pint Defiance and said triple, and the dude kind of like reacted with an eyebrow. So I think it's Tripel. Sorry, not a beer snub. Anyway, I really loved everything that I tried. So I got a flight of like 9 beers. Maybe I'll post the list on my Instagram so that people can just see it. But every single beer that I tried, and I tried most of them, was great. Good flavors, a couple sours, a couple like unexpected enjoyable beers. They had a mulberry sour cherry or something like that, I want to say, that did not expect to like. I mean, it sounds like a really weird flavor combination, but it went together really, really well.
Nice.
So super impressed. Got to meet the brewer. Seems like a chill guy. They got a really good space for games, hanging out. They had this ridiculously good food truck that came out that did dumplings. It was a dumpling food truck. Alaskan dumplings. So good.
Nice.
Anyway, that was a really good time. I've had other beers too, but I can't really place any off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was going through, I was trying to figure out what, based on when, last time we did it, it sounds like, if I'm not mistaken...
Didn't we do the new releases from Three Magnets?
I was about to say, I think we hit all three.
Big Toms, yeah. Galactus, and then I didn't have the Goes.
Yeah, neither did I.
Isaac had the Goes.
Oh yeah, the Mi Amigos. It was good. It was so good. I had coriander, which I mean, like, you don't see frequently on beer ingredient lists, but damn, in a sour beer... That was just the right level of delicious.
Nice.
Like, I couldn't place coriander and be like, oh, it's often found in this food. Or whatever, but I'll tell you what, that beer was fantastic.
I thought the Galactus was amazing. I think out of the two IPAs from Three Magnets I tried was Galactus and the...
Big Tom's.
I preferred the Galactus. But then I also had... There's one other one I ended up having. Keep it like Vic's Secret. Yeah, that was a solid one, too. I still think Galactus was probably... I'd probably go... Galactus, Keep It Like Secret, and then Big Tom's. I was a little disappointed with Big Tom's. It wasn't bad, but just what I thought it would have more of the milkshakey taste, and you could kind of get the flavor if you do the
it's really sweet
beer nerdy breathe out thing where you get in there and you're like kind of get that little flavor. You're like, all right, I see the flavor in there a little bit, but overall it wasn't what I was expecting out of the flavor.
Did you have it by itself or did you have okay? I was gonna say because I had a bunch of Big Tom's. I've been to Three Magnets a few times in the last couple weeks. And I actually thought it was really good, but I can really only do one, and it's got to be nice and cold.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't... It just didn't have the flavor I was expecting.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we made the trip to Four Generals a couple weeks back after doing a hike, Amanda and I, and that was a lot of fun. That's a really good brewery. I heard about them for a while, and we just kind of missed them. They're in Renton. And we ended up trying them this time around, and it was solid. They just make really good beer. We had a stout there that was really solid. They had an alt beer, which I think is a red German beer, as it's described. It was really tasty. And, the IPA just wasn't... Like, I had the hazy IPA, because that's what I do. I'll try a hazy IPA from anywhere. It was okay. It wasn't my favorite hazy, but it was... Everything else I had there was really good. Oh, and they had stupid good pretzels. They were really good. I don't know where they're getting the pretzels from, but they're money. And they just give you a little bowl for them. And it was like, this is awesome. I eat these pretzels for days. I think that's the only brewery we visited.
We went to Odd Otter, didn't we? Go to Odd Otter.
Yeah.
Yes. Odd Otter. Wait, was this your bachelor party thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what we did.
Yeah, we went to Odd Otter Pacific and...
Dystopian.
Dystopian, that's right.
You haven't been to any of those, right?
Mm-mm.
Have you had Pacific or Dystopian before?
I think I've had Pacific before. I haven't had Dystopian or Odd Otter.
Dystopians, they bottle, but they're only a couple of their beers are bottled, not much. Odd Otter has one beer bottled every once in a while, and that's the Otter Hef. And Pacific is doing a good chunk of bottling, actually.
I liked Pacific's beer quite a bit when I was there, and I liked Odd Otter's. I thought Dystopian had pretty good beer.
Dystopian has a lot of choices, which is, and they have some really, really, really rich, deep flavors when they get into it. Like, I think Pacific still makes just a solid all-around beer. Just everything I try there, I'm like, I'm never disappointed. I think Odd Otter has very creative flavors. I was a little disappointed they didn't have any of their barrel-aged stuff there. I was going to grab some of those for us, because those will just knock you on their ass in a heartbeat. And they're delicious. It's like drinking syrup. I mean, that's the only problem is with any of that barrel-aged stuff. It's like pure syrup, but so good. I like all three of those breweries a lot. There's a couple more in that area, at least one more for sure in that area called Tacoma Brewing Company, which used to be just above Odd Otter and Pacific. And they moved a little bit, but we haven't been there since then. And they have pretty short hours. They're only like 2 to 10 on Saturday, like 4 to 10 on Sunday, something like really. There's a small microbrew right now. But yeah, trying to think of you said you tried the Digital Bath. You were disappointed.
Yeah, I went to IPA Fest at Holy Tap Room. Let's see, I had a few there. I had the Modern Times, Fortunate Islands, which I thought was great. It was a really good beer. And I did. I tried the Belching Beaver Digital Bath, and I had that after the Modern Times. I did not care for it.
Yeah.
It had a funky taste to me, and it was just kind of bland with like a long, kind of strange aftertaste to me. Let's see. I had the Sticky Hands there, which is always pretty solid.
Sticky Hands.
And then I had some Fort George, the three way, which is not just Fort George. That's a collab, but
gotcha.
That's always really. I've had that before. That's a really good beer.
Oh, we went to Odd Otter again for the painting. Yeah, the painting thing. I was gonna say, I was like, why do I have another Odd Otter picture? God, we went to Odd Otter a bunch this month.
I just drank the stout.
Yeah. I mean, this summer.
Glass after glass. So
it's
good.
All I want is hazy IPAs and stouts and porters and stuff like that. Just dark ales or dark beers and hazy IPAs. And that's all that's like jumping out at me on a regular basis. Yeah, I mean, that's most of the beer I've tried. We tried a couple. No new breweries besides Four Generals, and then not too much new in beer. Like I have my oh, we had one other one I did forget about. New Belgium had a Frambrosen, which is like a Imperial Frambrosian ale, which we bought because we went to Red Hot at one point, and they had a blended beer, which was a chocolate porter of some sort, and Frambrosia, and we've tried to recreate that at home a couple times. And we can't get the blend quite right. It's still good when we do it. It's a solid beer, but it's just not as... We can't quite get the blend. And so we saw this one, and it's kind of a dark Frambrosian ale and stuff like that. It was good. It was a really good beer. The blend was... It still hasn't quite captured that sense that we got when we tried it at the Red Hot, but it's still a really good beer. It's way out of season. I'm pretty sure it's a Christmas beer, but they had one bottle left, so we grabbed it. I mean, like, we always like New Belgium. We used to drink nothing but New Belgium for a long time. It's just we haven't been drinking that as much recently. So yeah, that sounds like that covers most of the beer we've been drinking. Anything else stand out? Anything bad? Anything? Have you had anything you're like, ah, this is bad. Never want this again. Never want to try this again.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Is that well for you, the Digital Bath?
Yeah, probably that one. Especially, I mean, I don't know. If I just had it by itself, I might have thought a little bit.
Yeah, and Modern Times has really, really strong flavors. So if you went from a Modern Times to something, a Belgian Beaver usually does too. I had the Belgian Beaver Digital Bath on my own. I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty solid. But I mean, I was just eating pretzels and whatever for dinner. It wasn't after a strong Modern Times beer. Man, I wish we had more Modern Times up here. I did notice now that I'm on the Portland brew train, Hopworks or Hub has a new hazy IPA that looks really good.
Is Hub in Portland?
Yeah, they're down in Portland.
Don't they have one? They have one in Tacoma.
No.
Isn't there a Hub?
You're thinking about you're thinking of the pizza place that is attached to. What's that place we used? Oh, Amanda doesn't want to talk out of our basket here. What's that place we used to go to all the time, and then we chose not to stop going there? The dinner place that does brewing.
I had back like in 2015. I went there.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't. We used to go through, like, they have a pizza version of that place, basically. And so they have their own beer. Harmon's.
Oh.
Harmon's Brewing. And they have the Harmon's down on Pacific.
Your phone. I was just signaling toward your phone. I was trying to be discreet.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I have your phone?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
They have a Harmon's. They have the regular Harmon's, and then they have the Hub Harmon's. And the Hub Harmon's does, like, pizza and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Versus, like, the normal American food cuisine. Their beers are a little, they're kind of reminding me of the Ram in that way, where it's just a brewery, but it's more focused on food.
And right.
It's not a bad brewery,
like,
but
I
it's not
a
great
ginger
brewery.
Beer,
yeah.
And I'm just like, ugh.
I mean, there's a couple breweries in Washington that kind of hit that mark, and they're not bad if you're in the area. They're great starting craft beer places. Like, if you haven't had a craft beer, that's a great place to go, and you're like, oh, this isn't a terrible beer. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to get kind of started. But like, their porter is just a little not watered down isn't the right word. It just doesn't have that strong punch of a flavor. Same with their stouts. But I mean, a lot of people would make the argument that your porters and stouts aren't supposed to have that kind of flavor either.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Portland, and I realized, yeah, I was down in Portland for another bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
And we started off over at Occidental, And Occidental has, like, they're just a straight up German beer.
Oh, cool.
They do straight German beers. They've got a Wurst place attached to it as well, so you can get like classic German like sausages and ridiculously good soft pretzels. Their soft pretzels were amazing because they do like, you know, the beer mustard and the beer cheese that goes along with them. So damn good. And I got a Lucubrator from them, which is a Doppelbock.
Okay.
Which I'm not a German beer guy. It's kind of like the Belgian beers where I hadn't really dipped into them since I started drinking back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed. Yeah. I was really impressed with not only their brewery itself, but just the one. That was the one beer I tried, but it was delicious.
Awesome.
It was really good and great follow with that pretzel. So highly recommend that place if you're ever in Portland in the north side. Awesome brewery.
Hmm. Well, that sounds good. That's on the, where's that? You said that's on Occidental, or is that the name of the brewery?
Occidental's the name of the brewery.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they've got, I think it's just like the Occidental Wurst place. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what it is.
We'll have to look into that.
Really close to Overlook Park.
Okay. If nothing else is popping up for anyone? All right, let's move on to just general news and stuff. Then we'll do a topic, and then we'll talk about our beers that we have on bottle right now. Some interesting news of note that I saw. There's a list of Michigan counties ranked by the beer production. It's pretty cool. Michigan has a ton of breweries in it by county, and you see stuff like Founders popping up and whatnot. It's an interesting rank. I'll post it on our Twitter page so people can look through it. I was going to try to figure out how to post this picture. There's a really good picture a guy made on Reddit, a picture of breweries that are owned by like the top brewing companies like ABV and stuff like that. And I can even pull it up on here real quick so you guys can at least see it. And I'll post it somewhere at some point because it's an interesting graphic. And you see like how these companies, how like they're broken down. So like AB and Bev is like the big one that goes through and buys out a ton of breweries. People call them like the Walmart of breweries. And so here, I can make this even bigger for you guys. So they own stuff like Elysian, Tin Barrel, Goose Island, stuff along those lines. I mean, that says 124 additional ones. So, I mean, they own a ton.
Budweiser?
And a lot of ones, a lot of ones that you would know by name. You have North American Breweries. They're a little bit smaller, but they have Portland Brewing, Pyramid. Let's see.
There's Brewers Hop Valley.
Yeah, and then, that's a shocking one. I didn't know that. And they own St. Archer, which is another huge brewery. Lagunitas is owned by Heineken now, and they do that's a weird one, because it seems like they do a lot of, Mexican breweries, basically, right? Those are all three Mexican breweries, and then they have a couple of little craft breweries places. This one might be Duval. I don't know much about Duval, but they might own the best lot, just in those three alone, with Omega Gang, Boulevard, and Firestone. And then Boston Brew Company, who owns Sam Adams, own a couple. I mean, it's just, like, it's interesting to see how these bigger companies, like Oscar Blue is owned by FCP, how these bigger companies are owning a lot of the craft brew industry
local
now.
Local craft,
And there's a documentary about this a while back. I will never remember the name of that documentary right now. But it talks about the distribution, how like the shelves are filled by, like, you're thinking you're buying a craft beer, but then you realize it's owned by a bigger company and stuff along those lines. There's a lot of, in the news, almost every couple weeks, a new story comes out about a local brewery being bought out by like I think Joker, I can't remember if Joker was bought, if they were bought or if they pulled out of a brew fest because the people who were running it were basically owned by a bigger company now because they bought a small brewery. And it's an interesting topic, because you have to wonder, is it bad? Like Lagunitas is a great example. Lagunitas makes pretty solid beer. It seems like since they were purchased, I'm not noticing any problem with their beers. I'm not like drinking their beer and being like, oh, this is garbage, I'm gonna throw it out. But it also increases their ability to be distributed further. Like, so their reach is now a lot longer potentially. But if they're still making the same great beer, why is it a big deal? But at the same time, I also understand that you don't want something that you love to be owned by a bigger corporation. I don't know. It's a It's a tough line. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Have you guys thought about that before? Have you noticed that how many like bigger breweries are owning smaller breweries now?
I guess I recognize that as a general trend, and I have some friends locally that, like, once a company's bought out by like a big corporation, they just don't go there anymore. They just only support the small local places. So I hadn't really thought about it much before until they started talking about it. I guess I'd probably have changed my purchasing habits, but not like out of any strong conviction.
Yeah.
You know, one way or the other. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about, you know, because like you said, it gives them more distribution, allows them to grow, but it's also a little bit of a, you know, double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some like quality control things that go along with that where...
Like consistency.
Some big, they just want a consistent brew of like the classic types. It turns into more of like a, we're going to brew the beers that make money kind of thing, which...
Right, they get away from the fun stuff.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it's not true. Maybe that's not 100% true because... It depends on how these larger corporations run the show. Like, I could see some of them kind of like having a real hands-off approach to it. Like, hey, you small brewery, like, you know what you're doing. We just want to cut the profits because we like what you're doing. Like, we're not going to come in. We're not going to make you change your employment practices. We're not going to, you know, supervise your head brewer or any of that kind of stuff. Like, just keep doing what you're doing. But I imagine that would be more of the exception than the rule. I imagine a lot of these places have like some corporate suits come down and, you know, kind of shake things up a little bit. Probably fire a lot of the higher paid employees, maybe reduce wages or, you know, kind of just change up the employment practices, which I'm not behind. I think that would be stupid. Like, I'm all for smaller breweries who I know they're more like a family oriented thing and they take care of their employees. So small breweries who are doing it that way, like, hey, I support you 100%. And if you've got pressure from these corporations coming in and trying to change things like that, that sucks.
I mean, it just depends, I suppose. I mean, if like I imagine these breweries, the reason these breweries are being bought up in the first place is it has to do with the fact that they're a known name, even in the smaller world. Like a good example of that would be like Treehouse. Like everyone and on anything that has to do with beer on Reddit, someone is always posting about Treehouse. So like if someone came that through and said, "Hey, we love what you're doing here. We want to make you bigger," because I mean, maybe it's a person who like owns a company but loves beer. Like legitimately, like that first one, that one that the Duval, they look like they buy good breweries and let them do like Omegang. I don't think they've done anything different since they've been bought. Every time I've tried Omegang beer, it's still a solid beer. So I imagine like it's just a person who's like, I love beer. I want to get this into more people's hands. So let's figure out what we could do to do that. And I mean, there's probably the bad side, like the AB in Bev or whatever that is, which is like the Walmart of beer. They're basically buying up everything so they get more shelf space. It seems like. So there's probably the bad, and then there's probably the good. But it's hard to say which one is which. But if, I mean, don't get me wrong, if a company bought up some of those smaller breweries over on the East Coast, and that just meant that we saw more of their beer over here on the West Coast, I would have no problem with that. But if then, I suppose, but like you guys said, if it turns around and they're all like, oh, we fired half the crew and they're not doing things money anymore, it's like, well, now you guys have kind of lost the purpose you bought that beer for. Or about that company.
Like, hey, we're buying the recipes, or we're just buying the head brewer.
Yeah.
Or even worse, just buying the recipes and being like, get the hell out.
Like, if they did that to, like, if, like, someone came through and bought Otter, and then all of a sudden their flavors were like, we have a red ale and a IPA, and I'm like, ah, come on. Where's the weird mushroom stout that you made last year? I want the weird stuff. That's why I go to Odd Otter. I want the odd beers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting one. I recognize that it has... I don't know. I recognize it as, like, because you look at companies outside of the beer world, like Starbucks. Starbucks started as just a good coffee place. And then one day they're like, hey, we could put this coffee place everywhere. And now you can't go to more than 20 feet or completely different countries, and sometimes not even that, to get away from Starbucks. But then I find myself more and more drawn to smaller coffee places now because I just like good coffee and I just don't think Starbucks has good coffee. So... Maybe that's the same thing. That's why I end up at Valhalla or Dutch Brothers or Bigfoot Coffee or something like that, where I know they make a good cup of coffee versus Starbucks. Who knows? But then at the same time, Starbucks employs a billion people and they have great insurance and good employee benefits and stuff like that. So maybe there's some benefit to that kind of line as well. Yeah, who knows? Maybe it's just too far beyond me to think about and get too deep into right now. Another thing, an interesting note is there's a in Denver, they have something on the ballot to allow full strength beer and wine in parks. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was of note. Portland Brewing Company is starting to, is doing some testing for reusable beer bottles. I don't really know what that means, and I didn't read that article. I started reading through it, and I was like, I thought they were already doing that. I guess I don't know. I mean, it sounds like that's just a growler at that point, or like a grumpy, or even more is like the pint to go. But I have no idea.
I wonder if it's just like the infrastructure for returning the bottles back to like the production.
Maybe. I mean, that would be good.
Like some kind of incentive.
Well, because glass is one of those weird things when it comes to, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but glass is one of those weird things when it comes to recycling. There's not enough money into it. So there's a lot of places that don't actually recycle glass.
Right. Yeah. They just want to cost more money than it makes.
Yeah. So maybe, well, that, but I thought that was kind of, I kind of thought that would be the push behind cans also, because cans are popping up everywhere. Every good beer is in a can now. And if it's not, it will be eventually. I mean, even Omegang is, that was one of our things we talked about a couple weeks back, is Omegang is starting to can one of their IPAs because people love canned beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I don't know if it's cheaper. I imagine it's probably cheaper, especially if glass isn't isn't cost effective anymore. And then it's, I imagine aluminum recycles a lot better than glass because it seems like everyone recycles aluminum. I don't know. Who knows? But that's where they're testing. And then so the last news story I wanted to touch on is Fremont Brewing is doing a campaign for summer of 2018 where it's CAN, C-A-N, pain, where if you take a picture of the can and send it to them, you have a chance. I think if you tag them on Instagram and any other social media, you have a chance of winning like gift cards and stuff like that. Post it on Instagram, hashtag Fremont can campaign and tag Fremont Brewing, REI, and Fort Aaron, or Era, not Northwest or something like that. And you have a chance to win like brewery tours, $50 gift cards to Fremont, REI gear, stuff like that. So that might be something worth doing if you're drinking Fremont beer. I think you just have to take a picture of it and send it to them. So just a thought for anyone out there. Okay. So I wanted to, before we move on to the actual beer drinking, I had a topic of thought that I was thinking of this morning. And what is happening? Professional podcaster over here. I had a topic of note, and I had I wanted to at least touch on some of the brewfests coming up in Washington. I know some of us, we're going to be at some of them, but I'm not sure which ones anyone is interested in. There's one next weekend that I wanted to do, but I don't think it's going to happen, up in Bremerton, the summer Bremerton Summer Beer Fest. Probably not going to happen for us because we're busy always. And August 18th, we have the Tumwater Artisanal Brewfest. I know you guys are going to be there. Amanda and I, unfortunately, are not going to be able to make it this year. We have something in personal matters to take care of. In Everett, there's one called the Upper Left Beer Fest on September 7th and 8th. Amanda and I are going to try to go to that one, but I can't guarantee. It'll probably be a Friday, but we'll see what happens. And then in Tacoma, on November 10th, there's the South Sound Craft Beer Fest, and we did that one last year. And that was a ton of fun. It was all like winter barrel age stuff, and we drank way too much beer and then told the lift guy we're the wrong place to go, but he got us home somehow. So that was an awesome adventure. It was a lot of fun. It was a good beer fest too. And it's just in the Tacoma Dome. So it was a sunny day. So we were able to walk down there, and I thought we should try to walk back, but Amanda didn't want to do that. There's never too drunk to walk back up a hill.
You were so drunk that you gave the wrong directions home, though.
I didn't. Amanda did.
Oh, okay.
Once I found out they were going the wrong way, I was like,
did you guys just see that bus?
Was that?
Did you see that bus that just came by?
Yeah, yes. I was like, where are we at? This isn't right. Take a left here. That's basically what happened.
I think you just threw Amanda.
Two more brew fests that are coming up that didn't make the list. Olympia Brew Fest coming up on August 4th.
Is that the one in downtown?
I think so.
Okay.
Water.
Yeah. Oh, that was one we were going to go to for my birthday, and then I ate too much spicy chicken.
It's August 4th?
And chose not
August
to.
August
4th. Yeah.
Hope it's not as hot as last year.
And then, what else?
Did you go back to that
one? It was super hot.
Yeah. How was that one, though?
It was okay. We liked the Tumwater one better.
Is it similar to a token idea, or is it...
Cause yes, some it's of the tokens. Good. It's tokens in little cups, and they have an Elvis impersonator, and we got way too hot and sweaty.
Oh. Well, like, some of those brew fests sometimes, like, there's the one that the... Oh, I didn't even continue with your shirts before we keep going. Go.
Well, there's also Brew 5-3.
That's the one in Tacoma, right?
On August 11th.
Yeah, that one looks interesting. Yeah, that one looks interesting. I don't. August 11th will be busy, though, right?
Yep. See.
We'll have our own brew fest that day, drinking all the beer. But yeah, beer fests are interesting. Where like there's the one that we're the run that we're looking for, looking at for the Oktoberfest run or whatever that I posted mm-hmm. to you guys. That one is besides the beers you get to try as you're running. Instead of doing like a token thing, they just do full pours. So it's like you're like, I'm gonna try a single beer, unless you want to like have three beers that day. So that's the only downside to that one. So there are some beer fests that do like just full pours. And it's like, that's not really a beer fest as much. I mean, it's still, I guess, technically a beer fest, but it's not the same thing. I like
being able to go. Quite a few full pours.
Wow, yeah. Especially after a 5K, right?
Yep.
But yeah, so those are all the brew fests coming up. A topic I was thinking about this morning, and maybe I don't think we talked about it before, as we are all relatively fitness type guys, what are you guys doing to kind of, how does your fitness and beer drinking and food eating go hand in hand while trying to maintain health and still drinking beer? What are your guys' strategies and plans with that? Or do you guys not have a strategy? You're like, to the wind, you see what happens.
I'll let you take this one first.
Me?
If you guys are prepared, I can start.
Go ahead.
Okay, so like for me, I have the opposite problem of you guys, where I was a fat dude trying to stay skinny, where you guys are skinny dudes trying to stay bigger. So for me, I have to make sure I'm maintaining and watching my calorie intake, not super closely, but closer. So first of all, I work out way too much, and it's all because I want to make sure I have calories to eat food later on. So I do a lot. If I know, especially if I, like a day today, I know I'm going to drink a lot of beer tonight when I get home. I went for a 6-mile run beforehand. So I'm like, calories, who cares? They're already burned. Plus we're going to the beach and I'm just going to sweat everything off of me, I'm assuming. And then my other strategy is limiting my beer intake on the week. And so part of that, I was telling about that this morning when we were running. Part of that is now, instead of, because like I'm trying to buy 12-ounce cans of beer instead of the 16-ounce cans of beer, because then if I have a 12-ounce can of beer, it's about 200 calories in an IPA. It's not the end of the world. It's easier to kind of sip that, or if I want another one, it's only 24 ounces versus if I have two 16-ounce beers, it's 32 ounces. So I just kind of balance that out. And even on the weeknights, I try to limit my beer intake to like Monday nights when I'm playing D&D and maybe one other time throughout the week, depending on how the week is going. And then we do, I'm even trying to, at this point, to limit my beer intake a little bit since we're doing the intermittent fasting, to stop drinking by like 9:30 to 10. So that's a little easier on me overall. So, I mean, then like if I have a weekend where I'm like, I'm going to go nuts today, goal is for one day of nuts, and then the rest of the time try to limit the intake of beer to like one beer or two beers a day on the weekends. So that's my overall goal. So fitness to balance out the beer intake and then limit the beer intake. Oh, and whiskey. Whiskey helps a little bit. Whiskey on the rocks. That helps. That's my goal.
To limit the calorie intake?
A single shot of whiskey is like 150 calories, and I usually sip that over an hour or like 45 minutes, just sipping it. Not on the rocks, just on neat. It's a slow sip versus like if I grab a beer, 150 to 220 calories in that kind of range. Like, and it's kind of a guess. You're like, it's a guess, 150 to 200 calories, and that'll usually take me about 20 minutes to drink, and I'm like, I can do another one of those. But like with the whiskey, it's a longer draw for me, and I rarely need to drink more than one or two before I'm like, I just don't want to drink anymore. It's just been a long, just 2 hours of drinking there, easy, without pushing very hard. So those are my strategies. Do you guys have any strategies, or do you guys not have a strategy at all? I thought as fitness guys, you might have strategies.
I don't have a strategy that works.
May have been a terrible topic at this point.
I'm always trying to come up with like new ways to just try to balance out my desires to drink, but maintain sort of like a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And not eat a bunch of junk food, but the drinking makes me want the junk food.
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge, right? You have a couple drinks in, and you're just like, well, I could eat a bag of chips now.
Exactly.
Well, before that, you'd be like, nah, I don't need a bag of chips. You're like, yes,
yeah, I think I could. Damn, inhibitions. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a struggle. I definitely like I'm less fit because I mostly eat sweets and then
drink beer. The sweets will get you.
The sweets get me good. They get me good every time. So, I mean, if I were to, like, make any decision to, like, really increase my ability to do, like, just more fitness-related activities or just be more fit in general. I do have some goals in that regard, but I think cutting out sugar would be a big help. And just keep the beer, cut out the sugar, call it good.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing. Plus, I've been doing the intermittent fasting thing for like the last week. And I have noticed a really good increase in my energy levels in the morning.
Nice.
Cool. So, I don't know. It's been a week, so it could just be a fluke. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're about to break it today.
Yeah, we're going to do early break here because we have stuff today.
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, I guess... so I keep track of my weight and my body fat, which helps. So if I notice that my weight is going up and my body fat's also going up,
do you want to crack
then I definitely will like decrease my intake of things like beer or kind of empty calories in general. Kind of just think about things as empty calories and then like nutritious calories and protein.
Cool.
I don't track it too specifically. I used to do that, and it was just kind of stressful. It took a lot of time. So now I just kind of track general trends and try to stay healthy. And if I notice things are going the wrong way, then I pull back on stuff. I don't drink too much most evenings unless I'm going out and drinking with friends or coming over here and drinking in the morning.
Well, that's typically after a 12-mile run, too.
Right, so yeah, so I stay pretty active. I should say I stay pretty active. So I'm usually doing something fitness-related most days of the week. So that helps. I also just have a fairly fast metabolism, so I don't... as far as weight gain, I don't have to concern myself too much with weight gain, although that doesn't take into account being healthful and healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's something I have to remind myself of, that even though I'm not gaining weight, I'm not necessarily being healthy. So it's a good thing to think about.
Mm-hmm. Are you still trying to bulk?
Always.
Taking a break?
Always. A little bit. Right now, I haven't been that serious about it. I had a lot of family in town for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, you did just get married. You have stuff... happening.
Did just get married.
Projects and whatnot.
I've been running. I've got a race I'm training for in October, and there's a couple shorter races in August I think I'm going to do.
Plus you guys got your big run in August.
Oh, yeah. We're doing
that's monstrous.
Doing
when you told me about that, that's crazy.
Running the Wonderland Trail. I'm not running the whole trail. It's a 103-mile trail around Mount Rainier. We have some friends that are running in 3 days. So they're doing over 30 miles a day, or averaging over 30 miles a day. I will not be running that far. I might do a 20-mile day, 25-mile maybe. But mostly I'm going to be driving the car and then doing some day hikes while they run through. And I'll be meeting them at checkpoints.
Is Lindsay doing it?
Yes. I think she's only doing two of the days, not all three.
That's crazy.
We couldn't, it's hard. I think they're starting earlier in the week and we're catching up with them.
And that's one of the things where you finish up and then you pretty much drink heavily and then keep going.
I don't know how much drinking they're going to do because over 30 miles a day is pretty rigorous.
Yeah, I mean, that's your only goal at that
point.
Not
including the elevation change. So.
It's to fill up on calories as quick as possible.
So, yeah.
So, like, those blocks of food that don't even taste like anything.
I think for some of the people going, it won't be too strenuous, but others are training for it.
That's crazy. That's like there's a runner I really like watching, Cameron Haynes. Just watch. He does like a marathon a day, and I'm like, he's just a monster. I just don't get it. Of course, I have someone at work that does the same thing. Her mom trains those 100-mile runs and stuff like that. And I'm like,
yeah, ultras.
Yeah, that's just mind blowing. Because we did the half marathon, and I was like, I could maybe run another 2 miles, but past that, I'm like, nah, I'm okay. I mean, I just don't want to. At a certain point, there's a certain amount of running where I'm like, I don't want
to
keep going.
But yeah,
I've done enough.
We're going to Victoria in October, and a bunch of people are going they're trying to qualify for Boston. A lot of them already have, but some of them are trying to go to Victoria to run the marathon there and qualify. And so, I think they'll be pretty serious about it.
That's crazy. Okay, well, we're done with all of our normal BS stuff. Let's have our drinks. All right. I did actually look up the history of a Puyallup River because they made it very easy because they actually had a history page. They were basically homebrewers in the 90s. In 2011, they started a small business in Puyallup. It sounds like in June 2012, he stopped his job and started doing just the beer. February 2013, he hired some friends, and that's when it kind of started blowing up at that point. Since then, they've won a beer awards. Let's see. They got a silver medal for their cream ale, silver medal for their black pumpkin saison, bronze medal for their barrel age, points to sex porter. That sounds really good. 2015, their Pineapple Paradise Blonde, which we have, right?
It's the Pineapple Ale.
Yeah,
oh, that's a cream ale. That's a different one. So their Pineapple Paradise Blonde won the gold medal. God. Their silver medal, the Blonde, Saison, silver medal for the Mud Mountain Stout. We should have got the Mud Mountain Stout, I'm telling you. Let's see.
I don't know, man.
I know.
At that Brewers Festival, I got burned by a lot of milk stouts.
And I know. This is my, theirs is so good. The 2016, they got some, they got the cream ale, their springtime ale. I mean, they just have a lot of rewards.
That's a lot of beer.
I was going to say.
I know, right? I'm just like.
Amanda and I, we don't have to drink them all. Right, especially not right now.
No, we will.
Yeah. Well, these ones, then we'll do smaller, the spicy ones.
I know, let's see, we've tried a lot of their beer. They're just one of those breweries that when we kind of saw them, the first time trying them, they were popping up at Costco and stuff like that. The first kind of couple times trying them, we really, really enjoyed the flavor. And so one of the ones that we had that was really good last year was their blackberry cobbler. That's an American-style golden ale with blackberries, vanilla beans, and lactose. Lactose, I'm telling you guys, it's popping in everything. I've had their Hazy Comet IPA. That's really good. I could have brought this morning. I didn't realize that was them. Imperial Eggnog Mud Stout, Milk Stout. We have two of those in our fridge from Christmas. I could have brought one of those this morning. They have a couple pumpkin beer.
Forget it.
Huh?
We'll never let you.
I know, don't. I messed up. I made a mistake here.
And what timestamp are we at right now?
Yeah,
we can just remember this moment.
Their Mud Stout's great. All right, I mean, like I said, we've tried most of their stuff. They have a raspberry scone golden ale. I don't know what that is, but I want to try it because that sounds awesome.
Raspberry scone golden ale.
All right, so what are we starting with here? Let me see the bottle. I'll throw it on the camera.
We've got the Paradise Cream Ale.
Okay, Paradise. We're starting here because we have three different beers. Two of them happen to be spicy, so we're starting with the pineapple so it doesn't blow out our taste buds on everything else.
These nice coasters.
Mm. Oh, smells amazing.
Yeah, Jasmine's cousin Sue and her husband Jeff got these for us for a wedding gift, so they're pretty cool. Right? Rose gold? Not bad.
Okay. That's really good. Has a slight sweetness to it. I'd say maybe a touch too sweet for me right now, this early in the morning. But that's what happens when you drink beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. But a great flavor.
Yeah.
There's a golden wheat ale I've tried a couple times that kind of reminds me of this. I'm not going to remember their name. I can look it up. It's not important. That's really solid beer. This is good. I'm not mad about this at all.
No, me neither. So this is I think we talked about this a little bit in the last podcast too, but the trend of like pineapple beers lately, how they're just popping up all over the place. This one's well done.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them will hit you with the fruit right away and then have this kind of like beer aftertaste, and they're very disconnected. And
the pineapple usually, to me, it always tastes like way too ripe. Yeah. Like something's wrong with the pineapple. This is more subtle.
Yeah, a little bit.
It still has a good flavor. It still has a good pineapple flavor to it, but it's not like, I don't know, man. Sometimes the fruit beers. It's the fruit beers. I think I've said this before that I had a cherry wheat ale that someone told me was so good, and it tastes like cough syrup. But this tastes like actual pineapple, which is a helpful thing. Hmm. Yeah, I can drink that. I can drink a lot of that.
And we will chug-a-lug.
Well, some of us are going to a beach in a little bit, so some of us will not be chug-a-lugging. I wish I had water in here.
Are you putting coffee in?
I'm just trying to rinse it out. It'll be closer than putting more beer in there.
I think about that.
Yeah, we're all shocked by what just happened.
Live that life, guys. Let's go to the next one.
I'll wash my beer down with coffee.
It's a palate cleanser at that point.
Oh, that's okay.
Do we want to do the ghost pepper?
I mean, they're both ghost peppers. I would say just the pineapple ghost pepper will probably be more of a trend. Oh, I'm sorry. I completely stole your thing. He even brought it over here.
He stole my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think the pineapple will be more of a better transition instead of going to the milkshake and then to this.
Back to pineapple.
Don't go as strong. Smaller pour. Yeah, I don't need a strong pour.
Yep.
I just chugged half a beer.
That was hardly half a beer. Calm down. This guy.
It's 3/4 of a beer.
Get that on the mic.
Best part of the podcast where we just burp.
Ah, that's more than enough. I don't need all that spice right now. There, throw that on camera.
Yep.
So we got the pineapple ghost pepper. It's going to be hot because Pjalt makes their beers hot, which is cool. I mean, it's... I guess we'll see.
When I picked these up from the store, or when Jasmine picked them up and I was helping her, I was like, they probably won't be that spicy.
I know the Mexican one is. I think we've had this one. It's a cream ale. I'm pretty sure we bought it once, at least. Because Amanda loves the spicy beers. You can smell the pepper in it. Because you have the hint of the pineapple smell, and then you smell it, and you're like, ooh, there's something else back there.
It's definitely...
That's like, good.
Spice forward, though.
Yeah. But you can taste the pineapple.
I just don't understand spicy beers. I just don't like them.
Again, it's not like... I wouldn't want to drink this entire beer to myself in one sitting.
I mean, it's a great beer.
Yeah.
But I just don't like spicy beers.
Yeah, it's good for a taster.
I was going to say, like, try a taste of it.
Yeah. Get a flight. Include a spicy beer in the flight.
Yeah. And then don't tell someone. I mean...
yeah. You want to try this pale ale? It's sure as tasty. It's got a strong flavor.
Tried a ton of spicy beers. Amanda loves them. I don't care for them that much. But the weirdest thing to me, there's a mix. So you have the ones that are like this one's good, where it tastes like a good beer, and then it has heat afterwards. And it's confusing, because you're like, oh, good beer. Oh, heat. You're like, where's that coming from? But then you get the other ones that are just all heat, and they suck. Like, they don't taste like good beer. They just taste like, it's like the hot sauces. When you get too hot of hot sauces, at a certain point, it's just like, oh, this just tastes like burned ass. It's not good. And that's what some of the beers end up tasting like. So this is a good version of a spicy beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just don't get spicy beers. Yeah. And it's weird, because I love hot sauce. I'll eat anything hot, but just spicy beers, it's just so confusing.
It's like a refreshing drink and spice.
Just yeah. Like, I mean, I guess it's not much, I guess it's not much different than...
Like Bloody Mary?
Well, yeah, Bloody Mary or... I don't know, like a mango drink that has chili in it. Like, you wouldn't be like, this is weird. I mean, it makes sense. It's just, it's such an odd flavor.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of spicy beers.
Just show the camera what you're doing.
That's fine.
No, don't. It's gross.
I mean, it's shocking.
It's, I mean, coffee is mostly water at that point. There's a little coffee there. It's better than rinsing out with beer. Even though some places will do that at Beer Fest, too. Which I'm okay with. As long as they're rinsing out, I don't really care how they're rinsing it out. I just need to get the majority of that out of there. Oh, man. Oh, actually, while you're pouring.
I'll take a small pour, please.
Yeah, I don't need a huge one either. In August, you want to pick a date? What do you guys think about 8/12, which is the day after the little party thing on 8/11?
I feel like Lindsay planned something for me already.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know that, but...
I would say we're doing pretty good at hitting like the middle of the month, and I would like to stay in that kind of range.
11's already with your stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we potentially could do it on 11th if we want. What time are we? Nope. Amanda's saying no. My planner is saying no.
I have a vet appointment in the morning too.
Oh yeah, you have the vet thing, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got a kitten.
Yeah.
The morning of the Saturday. Like, that, all my family is getting in town a week before my wedding, and it's been adorable.
You should take some pictures of your kitten with beer and be that cat's getting drunk.
I'll show you this kitten. This is this morning. Maybe I can bring
that's
it to the camera.
That's pretty adorable. I mean, you should just... Oh, yeah. That came in pretty well.
Yeah. So that was this morning. Anyways, it's adorable.
Yeah. What's the name again? John?
John Muir.
Muir.
Muir. John Muir.
Okay, so we'll aim for it. Either way, we'll aim for either, I say either Sunday 8/12 or Sunday 8/19. Or like do 8/12 or 8/11. 8/11's out. Was that?
We won't be here the 19th.
So not the 19th.
I won't be here the 19th.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, so the 12th is what we should aim for, or potentially the 5th?
I'm fine with
that. Of August?
No, the 5th of August, you're still writing, huh?
Let me look. What am I doing the 5th of August? Right. Yes, I will be.
So let's aim for the 12th.
I don't know if there's anything going on the 12th.
Let's aim for the 12th. I mean, we could do this off camera, but I wanted to get in the habit of planning before we get to the week of. And we're like, oh, let's do it this week. And then we can start making promo stuff.
I need to ask Lindsay because I feel like there's something.
Don't do it right now. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. Yeah. All right. So we're on to our last beer. Sorry. I forgot to throw it on the camera. You want to hand me?
Yep.
And then, so it's a Mexican... milkshake stout.
Take note of all those flavors. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you get
what's it say on there?
so it's not gonna zoom in on, it's not gonna focus enough. So it's cocoa nibs, vanilla bean, and then ghost peppers and cinnamon. So when we got this the first time, you can take that back. I didn't see the ghost pepper, and we tried it, and all of a sudden we're like, whoa, because we've had Mexican stout stuff before. But this one all of a sudden hit hard, and I was like, we're both like, what is this? And then we looked at the thing, and we're like, there's ghost peppers in here. We're like, holy cow, did not see that coming.
I feel like I can see the cinnamon. I may be making that up, but it really looks like
you can see. You could taste the cinnamon. The cinnamon's strong.
I like this a lot better than the
pineapple. I gotta be honest, after the pineapple ghost pepper, this is... Except there it is. It just has that linger taste at the end. Is this still better? I think this is better than the pineapple.
It's definitely better. It might well to me.
But so spicy still. I mean, it's not...
barely taste the spice. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I'm saying. There it is. It has a very delayed taste.
This almost has like a tobacco taste to it.
I got you. I can see that. Yeah. It has that smoky-ish taste to it.
Definitely like... It's like Copenhagen or something.
Oh, gross. I didn't think you were going to pick a gross tobacco. I thought you were thinking more like cigar. It reminds me of like a good cigar. I mean, it's a good beer. I mean, hands down, it's just a solid beer. I can't even complain about it. And after having the pineapple ghost pepper, it's not as bad as that one. And it's a much later hit. And I think the flavor ahead of time is better for it. The pineapple ghost pepper isn't bad. I mean, if I was going to rank these, I may even give it the Mexican milkshake stout first, pineapple second, and then pineapple ghost pepper third.
That's probably what I'd do.
Yeah.
Mexican milkshake is just, it's good beer. It's a solid punch of a stout, and I'm in love with imperial stouts right now. Has the chocolate flavor strong, the cinnamon's great, and then you get hit with that subtle, hot, but subtle ghost pepper at the end.
I feel like it's more complex.
Yes.
Like, you get all the flavors, and you get to, like, experience
it. Yes, it's a wide range of flavors. Very good flavors. I'm very happy with that beer. I mean, in the transition of going from the pineapple to pineapple ghost pepper to Mexican stout, that was a good move, I think. It's not bad. I'm not disappointed with that. I mean, I like Pearl River. They'll pop up at Costco, which is nice. Their prices on their big bottles are about $5, which is a good price for them. They do unique flavors. They have their regular flavors are solid. Like their milk. Their mudslide milk stout is really good. Their eggnog stout is strangely good. I'm not a huge eggnog person, but it has like a good flavor to it of eggnog. Their hazy Comet hazy IPA is really good. I've been their cobbler. It had a little bit of tartness to it because it's like a blackberry tart cobbler stout. So it has like a little tart and then stoutness. It's good. They have complex good flavors. I've been very rarely disappointed with their beer. I don't think I've ever been disappointed with the beer, actually, at this point.
This is my first time trying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought they were right. Yeah.
I've always wanted to kind of go visit them, but I don't think they have, like, an actual brewery. Like
no tasting room?
Yeah, I don't think they have a tasting room. I think they're just the brewery.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. But they're every... I mean, they're all over the place in Puyallup. So, if you go anywhere in Puyallup, they're usually on tap there. So, do you guys have anything else you want to add for this week?
I don't think so.
We're going to aim for the middle of the month of August. We'll see what that looks like. It might be earlier, it might be later. Hopefully a little bit later in the day so we're not drinking beer before 9 o'clock in the morning. But we'll see what happens because we're all busy folks.
Well, I do have one thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just do you plan on hitting any specific breweries in between now and maybe the 12th or any specific beers that you're going to try? Any goals? Beer goals?
Oh, interesting.
I don't... Well, if Three Magnets has a new release, I'll be there. I'm now a supporting member.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're like a membership thing down there? That's
really
awesome.
Yeah, so I got that.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's a good move. They have great beer.
And so, yeah, it's good deals on their new releases and stuff like that. Canned beers and stuff, so... So if they have anything new, I'll be there.
Cool.
Keep us in the know.
I know that Fremont had their... Fremont had their Rusty Nail come out recently. The problem is that fits in that $20 range, and we hit that every once in a while, but not very often. It's just
per beer.
Yeah, it's one of the big bottles, wax cap, $20
yeah, like
barrel age special thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
those are good
shoot.
Though.
There was something I did want to bring up.
I had
go ahead.
Sorry,
go.
I was gonna say my friend
Ryan.
Ryan, you know, he brought over a 2013 barrel-aged Imperial Stout the
was
other
it,
day to my place.
Was it Goose Island?
I can't remember who it was. Anyways, he's had it since 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
he's had it in his garage aging, and it was so good. I think it was like a 12% beer or something like that. And I wish I could remember who it was by. I can't.
Was it Founders KBS by chance?
I have no idea.
I bet it was Goose Island. It's been aging since 2013.
Well, he's been aging it since.
No, I know. But I think my guess would be Goose Island, their bourbon barrel aged.
So good. It was really good. So smooth. Aging it that way just makes it really smooth and gives you like these nice subtle flavors. And anyways, it was great. I can't give you any more information than that. But
was it Bourbon Country or County?
Still doesn't know, Ricky.
I know. I'm trying to throw stuff out there, see if he catches his memory. Okay, so there was a note on that as well, though. Know. Goose Island, they put out a bourbon.
A few more. I'm still not gonna know, but
they put out a Bourbon County beer every year. This year for 2018 lineup, and they're one of those sought after bourbon barrel aged ones. I meant to bring this up during the news thing, but I didn't organize my notes very well. This year they're gonna have a Neapolitan, a horchata, a reserve, a coffee, a vanilla, and a bramble rye. So these are beers that, like, Goose Island, once again, is owned by one of the big companies. But they keep putting out these bourbon barrel-aged things every year. And they're that one of those sought-after beers where, if like, and the distribution is ramped up a ton. Because they're one of those ones that, like, every year you get it and you'd be gone immediately. So people were like putting on Instagram and stuff like that. Now they're much more realistic to get a hold of them, and they're super good. We've had, I don't know which one we had. I think we just had the regular one, and it was good. We've also had the Founders KBS, which is another one of those ones that was a barrel age that was hard to get, and now they're starting to pop up a lot more, but I don't know if they just ramped up their own perspective. I don't know. But that bourbon barrel age, any of that bourbon barrel age stuff will pop up a lot this fall and winter, which will be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have? Oh, you're talking about beer goals. I don't know if I have anything new I want to try. We have the next. If I could, the only thing I would love to do between now and the 12th, I would love to hit Cloudburst in Seattle at some point. I don't know if it's gonna happen. It's just we don't go to Seattle very often, but that's one of those breweries. We tried their beer once at Flastic. It was amazing. And I've been trying to get myself to get up there, but we just don't go to Seattle very often. And right now, since every other weekend they're shut down I-5 to Seattle, we almost never make it up there. We're planning on a trip at some point down south, and I wouldn't mind hitting Pelican, Bowie again, and
Fort George.
Mm-hmm. Those are the three I want to hit if we go down to like Seaside or Pacific City, Astoria area. If we go through there, hit the beach for the day, and then head back, those are the three I want to hit. Bowie was amazing. I was shocked by how much I've seen their cans and I'm still seeing them pop up at
Pint Defiance. Yeah,
but I still haven't bought any of their stuff, and I love their beer, so I don't know why I haven't. If no one else has any beer goals, we'll call it a podcast.
No, I totally do. I do. I want to hit a Seven Seas because it's summertime. It's hot as hell in Washington right now, and they have their stout floats.
We do with those.
Ice
Cream Social.
It's Ice Cream Social. So yeah. They partner up with Ice Cream Social. Like, Seven Seas has a wonderful tasting room in Tacoma. And Gig Harbor. I haven't been to the Gig Harbor one.
It's a good one.
It's nice.
It's almost the same thing.
They have little specialty beers, though.
Wait, so you've been to that one?
Yeah.
Have you been to White Coast over there? Mm-mm. Oh, you should have White Coast
over there. I went there after biking.
Understandable.
That's what we're doing for your birthday, so.
We're not hitting up the Gig Harbor stuff.
I think so.
Oh, I thought we were hitting up Tacoma.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I've got two of them. So there's that, and I want to make a day, because Harmon's right down the road from Seven Seas. So I'm going to hit the stout, get a nice ice cream. Harmon, I want to try it, because I haven't yet. They're really close to each other, so it just kind of makes sense. It's like the dystopian state, Pacific, and hotter, like, triangle that you've got right there. It's so easy to do on foot.
Well, I mean, that's why.
I'm going to do it over there, too.
That's what I want to do. I mean, Wingman is not one of my favorite breweries right now, but if you hit the light rail station at Tacoma Dome, park there, you can walk over to Wingman, jump on the light rail, hit up Harmon, hit up Seven Seas, jump back on light rail, hit up Pacific, Odd Otter, Tacoma Brewing Company, and Dystopian. But that's a lot of drinking. You just have to pace yourself properly.
Start at opening time.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to start that early, really. Start at like 11 or 12. Make sure you grab some food.
Bring Monopoly deal.
Nah, just Monopoly. Stop.
Hell yeah.
That game is good, but it's broken. There's a broken card in there.
That was fun.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Nope, one more.
Oh, you're
one
killing
more.
Me.
Foxtail, man. Foxtail
that's the one you
Island Brewery with the driving range.
Where's that
which
at?
Which is Gig Harbor.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that.
They're inside of a driving range place, and they have a tasting room inside of a driving range.
Is that where they wanted to go the other day?
Yeah, I was planning on going there yesterday, actually, but wedding.
Yeah. Okay, so that gives us some goals for this month. We'll hopefully be able to talk about those and see where we succeeded and failed. This is once again been Sip and Tell podcast. You can reach us at any of our locations on the bottom of the screen, which is our Twitter, which I will start updating more often. Our Instagram, which brought to you by Jasmine.
Boom,
Jasmine.
You can see her last name at the bottom.
I can't get the other side. I'm making it worse. There you
it's
go.
Cool.
It's worse.
But you can reach us at Sipatel on Twitter, Sipatel on Instagram, and Sipatel our Gmail account. You also have our personal accounts on the side at Agent Nerds, Beard on Fire with an underscore, and Seth Department with underscore.
Department.
Is that what DPT stands for?
I have no idea. What does it stand for?
It's my degree.
Doctor of Physical Therapy.
Yeah.
I thought it was Seth Department. That's always.
I'm like, oh, what is this Instagram thing?
That's the only thing. The reason I
need to change it.
Your name.
It's too late.
No, just you can change it. I went to Agent Nerd to sneak your
board. Oh, I'm definitely gonna change it.
You don't want to be Seth Department anymore?
No, I don't. Well, Seth Department's better, but Seth and then my degree just seems kind of pretentious, so I just want to get rid of it.
Fair enough. Okay, guys, it's been a great podcast. We will see you around next time. Thank you if you watched it. If not, hopefully you listened to it, and we will be here hopefully August 12th. Thank you.
Sometime around then.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
an outro to
like,
the Sip and Tell
podcast.